Nolte, reports as 13 banks helped Fed spy on Trump supporters. By John Nolte on April 25, 2024. A report in the Daily Mail says that Republicans in Congress are investigating more than 10 banks for colluding with the federal government to spy on Americans after the January 6 protests. The alleged witch hunt was in search of extremism indicators. You won't be surprised at all to learn what qualifies as an extremism indicator. Fox News reported on January 17. Federal investigators asked banks to search and filter customer transactions by using terms like MAGA and Trump as part of an investigation into January 6, warning that purchases of religious texts could indicate extremism, the House Judiciary Committee revealed Wednesday. More from the Daily Mail on April 25. Bank of America, Chase, U.S. Bank, Wells Fargo, Citibank and Truist were already being targeted in the probe looking to expose how the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, and the FBI worked together. Now, DailyMail.com can first reveal that 7 other financial firms are also under investigation for ties to an FBI and FinCEN plot to spy on Americans' private banking transactions without first obtaining a warrant. Charles Schwab, HSBC, Moovc, PayPal, Santander, Standard Chartered and Western Union have all been asked to turn over documents and communications with FinCEN and the FBI to the committee, according to letters exclusively obtained by DailyMail.com. And this is why I pay cash for all my gun and ammunition purchases. And if I decide to buy that Trump Bible, cash. The House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, led by Jim Jordan, R.O., dispatched a letter to these fascist corporations, which includes the following excerpt. The committee and select subcommittee remain concerned about how and to what extent federal law enforcement and financial institutions continue to spy on Americans by weaponizing backdoor information sharing and casting sprawling classes of transactions, purchase behavior, and protected political or religious expression as potentially suspicious or indicative of extremism. What's especially disturbing about this is what we all know is the truth. Come on, does anyone doubt that most, if not all, of these financial corporations colluded and cooperated with the fascist feds? What I mean is that no search warrant or coercion was necessary. The feds said, "We want to spy on all your customers who support Trump." And I'll bet the financial institutions responded with, "Oh, hell, yes. Here are all their passwords." Hell, it wouldn't surprise me if these fascist corporations initiated the spying and then ratted Trump supporters out to the FBI. This is the world we live in now. Big business, big tech, big entertainment, big media, big justice, and big academia are now our sworn enemies. And when it comes to taking us down, decency, honesty, the rule of law, and basic human fairness are no longer in play. They are out to get us by any means necessary. Even though they are the ones operating exactly like the Third Reich did in Hitler's Germany, these thugs have convinced themselves it's okay to act like fascists because we are fascists in their eyes. The organized left has already come for the Jews, but that's how it always starts. We're next. We've already been tarred as colonizers. Keep your head down. Pay cash for anything that might be flagged. Watch, Thomas Massie. Very chilling. Bank of America surveilled Americans around January 6 protests. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover on Kindle and audiobook.